We strongly believe that if you're going to be the only person in that emergency department, you have to have the skills to do the procedures that need to be done in a time-critical manner.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Tony Cirillo is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He recently sent a letter to the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma, raising ASEP's opposition to their proposal that would allow some hospitals to staff emergency departments with a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. This is Episode 9, Patients Expect Us to Be There.
We sent a letter to the Committee on Trauma because they were continuing to push forward with a proposal that would create new level 4 trauma centers, particularly for rural areas, that would be allowed under their guidelines to be staffed by non-physicians.
What's the gist of the letter?
Now, the letter basically said emergency medicine and emergency departments are unique places and unique specialty. And because of the nature of the emergency department, where we can get multiple patients who are critically and complexly ill all at the same time, that the only standard, not the gold standard, but the only standard for staffing emergency departments, regardless of where they are, should be an emergency medicine qualified physician.
Why are the surgeons pushing this idea?
There were two things. And I will say, kudos to the Committee on Trauma. Look, trying to raise the bar on the quality of trauma care in the country is certainly something we all support. So we don't want to take away from that. But the reality we know in this country is that the ability to be licensed, particularly as a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, doesn't require the same training that it requires to be a physician, and particularly an emergency medicine trained physician. So while we understand that there's a role for all of the healthcare professionals, the emergency department, because of its nature, is not a place where people who don't have the highest level of training should be staffing independently. And this level 4 designation that the trauma surgeons were coming up with, together with a bill that we saw in the state of Kentucky that would allow their trauma system to be changed to create the same opportunity for some emergency departments to be staffed by a non-physician, was a point that we had to take a stand on.
All of this was debated in Kentucky recently, where ASEP had to essentially engage and hold back a proposal to do exactly what the surgeons were suggesting.
That's right. And look, we understand that staffing emergency departments across the country is a priority for the college and a priority for the specialty. And we want to staff them with residency-trained, board-certified, or board-prepared eligible emergency physicians. The goal of improving trauma care sounds great, but trauma care is such a small part of what we see in the emergency department that you've got to make sure that the person who's there is not just educated in how to take care of trauma patients. And the proposal from the Committee on Trauma would be that there would be remote telehealth supervision or input from a trauma surgeon to the person who is in the department. But that's just not good enough when that person may not be able to do the procedures that need to be done. And for the other 95 or 98% of patients who can be critically ill, you've got to have a physician there who's appropriately trained and qualified.
They said hospitals could choose if or how to implement this proposal, but we don't think that makes any difference here, do we?
Yeah, they basically said, well, it won't be a verification, it will just be a guideline. And our perspective is that's one and the same. And again, I will say that, the House of Delegates at the AMA debated this very, very strongly. And we got the House of Delegates to say that the policy of the AMA is that there should only be physicians staffing emergency departments. The unique nature of who we are and who we take care of doesn't allow for us to have folks who may be great NPs or PAs, but they're not trained the way we are. And that training makes all the difference in the world.
And there were some PAs and NPs who stood up in support of our position in the Kentucky debate.
There are people who understand that you know, particularly when you look at the training requirements to get licensed as an NP, and to a lesser degree to a PA, they're just not nearly the same number of hours. We talk about anywhere for emergency physicians in residency 3 or 4 years, between 12 and 16,000 hours of training. That is just orders of magnitude higher than for those other healthcare professionals. And while we respect them, and we respect that over time, many of them have gathered experience, when a state law or a bill that would pass just says that you have to be licensed and the requirements for licensure, that is nowhere near our requirements for training and licensure. It's just not the same. So while we respect that our NP and PA colleagues, particularly those who really have dedicated themselves to emergency medicine, we just can't in good faith say that a law that would allow someone who just got their degree to be the only person in an ED, that's not appropriate. And I think many of our health professional colleagues on the PA and NP side would agree with that. But it puts us all in this awkward position of having to defend our turf rather than focusing on what's the right thing for the patients.
Do you have any thoughts about why the surgeons are really pushing for this?
I respect that the surgeons have been, leaders and collaborators with us on developing criteria and standards for trauma care for many, many years, right? And so we've had level 1, 2, and 3 trauma center designations and verifications. And to their point, that those programs are more than just who's the person in that department, which is true, but it is an integral part for us. And so their desire to raise the level of trauma care, particularly in rural areas, is certainly laudable. And bringing education and other resources like better equipment or quality assurance, all of those components of a program sound great and are great. But again, that the right person has to be there for all of the patients and not just trauma patients. And we strongly believe that if you're going to be the only person in that emergency department, you have to have the skills to do the procedures that need to be done in a time-critical manner, that's not going to be appropriate with telehealth supervision.
Can you tell us how all of this is an example of ACEP advocacy at work?
I'll say there's three parts to that, Robert, which is number one is, look, we had to be willing to relook at what our positions were and to say when we need to take a much more clear stand, we needed to do that as a college. The second is the strength of our chapters. And in Kentucky, the Kentucky ACEP chapter not only is playing a critical role in opposing this bill that came through the Senate, but at the same time, our Kentucky ACEP chapter had supported a bill that has been introduced in the House that would, much like in Indiana and South Carolina and Virginia, where the ACEP chapters got legislation passed to mandate there be a physician in every emergency department, the Kentucky ACEP chapter actually has a bill that got sponsored that would mandate that it be an EM-trained physician in every department. That's the second part. The third part is our standing and relationships in the AMA, and that our participation in the AMA and our being on every committee within the AMA and having an emergency physician and ACEP member on those committees and building those relationships allowed us to reach into the AMA and say, we need your help.
Are you satisfied with the way it's gone so far?
I think we've done all the right things, and I think we've done them in the right way. We want to be respectful of the fact that the Committee on Trauma wants to improve trauma care. So do we. But we need to be respectful of that. There's a lot of other patients and a lot of other things to be considered. And again, as a specialty now for 47 years, we know what we need to do to staff an emergency department safely and appropriately. And we need the surgeons to be respectful of that.
Every day from now until March 28th, we'll feature a different story about the work of ACEP and its chapters. We'll talk about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. We kicked off the series on March 11th. You can listen to those conversations and read more about ACEP's work to guarantee physician leadership in the ED by clicking the links in the show notes. There's also a website, acep.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.